When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I'm not saying that this is the case. I'm not saying that Mike Round should be fired, but I will give you guys another scenario. If your most important players have quit on you, you've got to go first. If your most important players will not play for you no more, that supersedes changes to the roster.
So did the Kings quit in the game last night, or did they quit on Mike last night? Or is that a distinction without a difference?
No, I think there is a difference.
Did they quit in the game, or did they quit on their coach? They quit. We all saw it. But to what degree? They quit playing against the Pacers, or they quit playing for Mike Brown?
And that's the thing that we don't know.
That's right.
That's what I keep talking about. Like you just said, it's clear as day that they quit. But did they quit on each other? Did they quit on the coach? Did they quit on the front office? I don't know. Did they quit? Did some people quit on all three? Maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, let me ask you another question. If you're Vivek, do you talk to some of these players today? I'm not saying like threaten them or anything, but get a feel. Hey, Domas, come here, man. Let me talk to you. What's going on here?
Vivek or Monty?
Vivek. Because people are always afraid about Vivek getting involved. No. Let me own a team, and this team is played the way it ain't. Yeah. Basketball people doing basketball things is probably close to being out the window. Like they've lost the right. The basketball people have damn near lost the right to just have free reign and do basketball things. Now I'm here. You don't want me here? Maybe you shouldn't have drafted a guy that can't play. You don't want me here? Maybe your team shouldn't have lost four in a row at home while I'm sitting courtside. Now I'm here. And I think I might have to talk to some people and just to get a understanding. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Like, what's up in that locker room? How do you feel? How do you think the team feels about our coach, about our front office? Maybe, I don't know if that's the right or wrong thing to do. I think I might play some phone calls.
At that point, fire the GM. I don't know if you want to talk to the players. Like, some of these guys is their second coach, and we're asking the same questions about some. Like, hey, players might not know either. You maybe got to hire different guys. And talking to the players is always slippery slope.
Did it feel like we tried to, like, calm this situation at the time because it was genuinely what I believe to be true? Looking back on it now, do we think they wanted to move on from Mike Brown during the contract stuff?
It just depends on how you perceive the negotiations, because it was one day, oh, this is not looking good, this is weird, what's going on, and then a week later, Mike Brown's the coach for the next 3 years.
I don't think everybody was in on Mike Brown. And when I say that, could have been some people on that roster. Mm-hmm. And that is what gives you pause, as mm-hmm. it should.
Mm-hmm.
If some of those guys aren't feeling him or don't believe in him.
Do we think they sought out another coach this offseason, this past offseason?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I think that they might have battled a little bit with we know what he's done. Hell, they might even look like he's not the problem where he's not a bad coach, but maybe the talk was had. I'm not really feeling this guy, Vivek.
Hmm.
You can't win that way, that if no one's on the same page. I feel like you're just making the same mistakes of the past at this point, whether you hire him or fire him.
And that, okay, let me ask you guys this. If I ain't going to say nobody's name. If Jesse Tapia is on the Kings and he's telling you, I'm not really feeling this guy, are you re-signing him? Are you re-signing the coach?
Who's the he?
Jesse. Jesse's one of our best players.
Sick.
Let's
help me for a second. Sorry, Jesse, Malik, you're De'Aaron, and I'm Domas.
Yes.
Malik, I don't know, but if Domas or De'Aaron does, I'm listening.
And
Malik, Jesse's a little eccentric. You know, he could be a little crazy. Sometimes he'd just be talking.
Sometimes I'm happy during the Monday meeting. Sometimes I'm not.
More times than not.
But that almost what you just did almost answered the question that you asked. Because when it was brought up to you that one of these guys might not be feeling them, you took a second and was like, I got to think about this. And the hesitancy that we had in the summer, that might have been what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, they decided to bring them on back. But that's tough. Like, that's when something like that is the case, not saying it is, I don't know. But if that's what's going on, it only takes the slightest thing to throw things off. Like, we're cool. Like, all right, brought them back. We're cool. We're winning. We're but around 500 or whatever. The second things go wrong, you go back into your little bubble that you had.
But here's the thing. I don't think they're cool. I don't know how it's truly affecting the team. But to me, it can't be good. And from what I understand, whatever riff or situation that exists between these two didn't exist last year. Something, it started to bubble. It started to bubble. And I think it was. I think that might have been the delay in Mike Brown signing. Let's get the host of Sports Sunday in here. John from Connecticut. I forgot to send him the link.
Shout out. Hey, fight on. Fight on. Let's
get
go. Fight
here.
On.
What's
get
up, Jake?
Out of here. Get out of here, KC. Get out, fight on. Juju Watkins put on a performance, but those Huskies, they came back and competed in that second half. They were down double digits, fam.
Oh, they're gonna play. They're gonna play again.
Never out.
They're gonna play again. I'm gonna call right now. They're gonna play. They're gonna see each other again.
What, Elite Eight, Final Four type stuff?
It might be. It might be.
Straight up. I down for it. Round two. Juju was cold though. Man. Juju was cold.
What's going on, man? What's up, man?
Crazy day, man. I want to clarify this, okay? So I went home last night after Sports Sunday, okay? And let's be real, you know, I felt like the Grinch. Like, it was just like vibes weren't good. Mm-hmm. All of us were frustrated. It got to the point where I just was like, I want to walk off the set because we're done. We're done, all right? Like, what's the point of doing this anymore? We're just going to talk about every team that lost yesterday, including the Raiders, who lost because they decided to win a game. And cost them their second best goodness quarterback in draft. Okay, yeah. So that's still a loss. But guys, I went home, and you know what I did last night? I pulled out my menorah because Hanukkah is coming up in 3 days, okay? And we had the Festival of Lights, okay? 8 crazy nights, right? Crazier things have happened in life. Look, we can look biblical. We can look in a lot of different areas. But this right here brought me happiness again. And remember that there could be light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
It
ain't going to be a beam, though. It ain't going to be a purple beam in the sky.
All you got to do is believe, okay? Mm. And I believe that only a couple moves here could get this thing back on track. But I've been listening to you guys for the past 3 hours, and I think there's different... there's a lot of blame to go around. I don't disagree with you on that, all right, when it comes to this Beam team and the Kings, all right? But I think we got to be very, very poignant on whose fault is for different factors. I think it's contributing factors. I don't think there's one blame on one person, but I think everyone's hands in the cookie jar, and because of that, everyone's got to take a little bit of blame. And I think that's the one thing I want to make sure that everyone knows that's watching this team, that it's not just Monty and Wes's fault or Mike's fault or the player's fault. Everyone is at fault for where we're at right now. Everyone is.
Right.
Some more than others, though. Some more than others.
Jake, we appreciate you as always, my friend. Thanks for tapping in with us and all the support this year.
Guys, just want to wish you happy holidays from your fun Jewish friends. All right. Jonathan from Connecticut. Ready to go home back to the homeland here in a couple days. So enjoy
You out of town for the holidays? You going back east?
No, I'm here because, you know, so someone's got to work Christmas, but a little couple days after Christmas, I'll be back in the homestead.
There you go.
Okay. My dog.
Right, I shouldn't say that out loud because, you know, like all the famous people have gotten their places broken into over the past couple of weeks, so that's probably bad to say.
Easy. I'll say this. I started with a fight on. I'll say this. Forks up, all right? How about that?
Oh, good man. Go Scadaboo, all right? Camp Scadaboo, repping real Linda. Love it, guys. Hey, happy holidays, okay?
My dog, man. Take care, Jake.
You too, Jake. There's a lot of blame to go around.
Yes.
Looking at Gary's message here, blaming Mike Brown is crazy when you have a general manager doing nothing over a 2-year span and a, quote, star that coasts half the games and has a I don't give a F attitude. Monty did get DeMar.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal. Some people don't like it, and okay. But he did land DeMar, and it does feel like it's something Jesse brought up earlier. It was like he landed DeMar and went, cool, we did it. And I think everyone knew, no, you didn't. Going to need a little more. Just a little bit. And he wasn't able to execute. I cannot stress this enough. We were certain a trade was being made on draft night. Like, I mean, we were planning, we were preparing, like, we were certain something was happening on draft night.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't. And I don't know, like, why that is, why that was. Like, there was enough noise that, you know, we start asking questions, and it's like, well, okay, you know, it's a couple irons in the fire, all this different stuff, and then all of a sudden, nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, you know, it's the Domas, it's Domas's line again. I thought we were going to miss out, that we were going to be in the conversation for someone and then miss out again. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this final show of 2025. We'll have the phone lines open for you here for 45 more minutes as well. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, let's get to the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Talk to our man Mitch here real quick, 916-909-1320. Mitch, what's happening, man?
What's popping, guys? Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to you all.
Your family, sir.
Everybody out there, especially the chatty house.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, man?
How you doing? I don't know. Maybe you got to show me how to explain how do I get on the chatty house. I saw it popped on my tweet that they were live. And by the way, why does it always have to be let's get to Mitch quick? Side note there.
Mitch, your box office, that's why.
How do you get on chatty house? Is there a number to call? You can talk through the
line? No,
I'm
Mitch.
Sure, but, I'm sorry?
No, Mitch, it's just like a chat room. Like you could just like enter, like you, it's like you're just texting with 1,000 people right now.
Okay. I better figure out before, you know, my time is up. But I don't want to get philosophical here.
No, go ahead, man. Cook, Mitch, cook.
Kings got to keep Fox and Sabonis and the coach. And what were the Raiders doing winning? They're such an ugly. I guess go for a Gentry or a best wide receiver at Hampton in the second round. Or I wish they get Jackson Dart or Sam Darnold. You guys have a safe and blessed holiday. Talk to you next year.
Right, okay. Mitch. Why did he bring up Sam Darnold?
He wants him to go to the Raiders, maybe?
Oh.
And Jackson Dart to draft him.
All right.
That might be what the Raiders.
Ole Miss QB, I believe.
The Raiders might have to throw a bag at Sam Darnold.
It sounds like that's not going to end well. Don't do it. Sam, don't do it. Raiders, don't do it. It's not going to end well for either of you.
Yeah, that's not.
Just don't.
All money ain't good money, Sam.
Yeah.
All money ain't good money, dog.
But what can the Raiders do? If they strike out on.
Trade up with the Patriots, hopefully.
Like, what are the Patriots at? Are they at 3 or 2?
I think they're at 3. 2 or 3. No, they might be at 2.
Oh, they can't be at 2, really?
Because all the teams
are 3-12.
Yeah, all the teams are 3-12 now.
Yeah, they're 3-12, except the Giants.
Oh.
Who are not winning another football game.
Not scoring another point.
You have 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 5. Yeah, 5 3-win teams. The Browns, the Jaguars, the Titans, the Raiders, and the Patriots.
If you're the Raiders, do you fire... If you know you're going to do it in the offseason, do you fire Antonio Pierce right now?
He might as well.
For the sake of,
there's
we
no
need
point.
These losses right here.
Yeah,
because the reality of the situation is, like we talk about all the time, these players, they're putting tape out there. So they're going to do everything they can to be successful out there on the field. The coach, especially a guy like AP, especially if he, AP is no dummy. Like, he knows he's probably out the door. He got to put some wins on his resume. So if he wins,
he's got to get hired by the next high school.
Well, yeah, that's where you got to go, pal. If he wins, say he wins the next 2 games, let's say that'd be 3 in a row. What's his final record like?
5 and 12.
But then he won. Didn't he win like 4 or 5 games last year? So I'm thinking about his resume as a coach. He can say I'm close to 500 coaches as a. On my resume. That's what he's coaching for. He don't care about no picks. He don't care about a quarterback. So to your point, like if you're not going to have him, this is the reason why you would fire him now. Like, bro, we can't even mess around. We can't mess around with you.
That's what I was saying. Like, AP, you're fired. You, I don't even know your name. Come here. You're the coach.
What's Jeff Saturday doing?
But you're coaching this team the way I'm telling you to.
That's how you do it too. You. Mm-hmm. You, come here. Mm-hmm.
You want to coach?
Sir, I'm the video coordinator. I don't care. You're coaching the next 2 games.
Can you imagine if the Raiders win these last 2 games?
Oh,
gosh. Everybody.
Sorry, Raider Nation. Y'all going to be bad for a minute. For a good long minute.
Can I ask you another, or just bring up something else with the Kings?
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about like if, some guys have quit on Mike Brown,
mm-hmm.
Don't believe in him, all this other stuff. Here's the thing that I don't understand, and this is what I would say to any player that feels that way. If I was their agent, their wife, family member, whatever, I'd say, all right, that's how you feel. This isn't helping anybody.
Hmm.
This isn't helping anyone. You quitting on him isn't helping you. Like, it's just making you look worse,
mm-hmm.
for a number of different reasons. So why not just play? Get on the same page. Figure out what you got to do to win. Because this is helping nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it all the time. We see players, you know, quit on coaches and, you know, just do whatever. Just kind of mail it in until they're gone. And it's like, man, this ain't helping.
You think you can win with those guys after? Guys who quit on team, whatever you want to call it, the roster, the coach, whoever they quit on. Can you win with those guys after? Winners?
Do we have an example of guys, quote unquote, quitting and everything being all right afterwards? I'm seriously trying to think.
Off the top of my head now?
That's a tough thing to run through. I'm not.
What happened in Chicago with Tibbs? Wasn't he like, weren't they tired of him or he was wearing?
Yeah, but I don't think they quit on him. I don't remember that happening. He did kind of wear out his welcome there. Mm-hmm. Front office-wise and player-wise, I think he did.
J.T. Lowe and Soren. J.T. Lowe brings up Randy Moss and Soren brings up Kobe in 07. Those are, that's different. Those are two of the most talented players of all time. Like, this is a different situation here.
And Kobe in 07 didn't get good until they brought Gasol in there.
Yeah.
They start bringing people in there. You talk about and once again, this is a bad example because these are the greatest players of all time. LeBron with Vogel, quits on Vogel. I shouldn't say quits on Vogel, but he was out on Vogel.
Mm-hmm.
They get him out of there and bring Darvin Ham in there, Western Conference Finals. The mm-hmm. first year,
mm-hmm.
but then they mm-hmm. he won Ham out.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been that successful if they're not playing the Sacramento Kings this year. So, yeah, that doesn't really work. It doesn't really work.
So guys got to go then.
Yeah,
that's the gist of it, right?
Or have a mentality change. Like I said, talk to that person. Listen to what that person is telling you and saying.
I don't think there's very many people. Like, I don't think a lot of these guys have, like, and this is where agents should really come into play. They don't have those people because so much of it is, like, gassing them up. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, you should be shooting 20 times a game. You should be. Man, DeMar's taking your shots, dog. Like it's good to have people around you who like understand the game, and that's why agents need to mm-hmm. look. I understand you don't like Mike, but Mike wins basketball games. No matter what you think of him as a coach, Mike wins basketball games. His ability to coach professional basketball is undeniable. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a disconnect somewhere else, but again, I don't think he's getting fired. I did. 3 hours ago, y'all watching the stream, my phone is glued, but it doesn't appear that that's happening,
yeah.
And he's going to have to find a way to get this team that quit in the fourth quarter the other night to go out and beat a really tough Detroit Pistons team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because getting embarrassed by Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey after getting embarrassed by Tyrese Halliburton, that's a tough look.
Right.
And why does TJ McConnell beat the crap out of the Sacramento Kings so regularly?
He just outworks them. He's tougher than them.
Did they ever pass on him in the draft? Do we have that story?
I don't know.
No,
usually how it ends up.
He's just tougher. The guys that are tough, physical, tough-minded players, they always go to work on the Kings. And then D'Angelo Russell, too.
Yeah, D'Angelo Russell, too.
No shade to him, but I wouldn't say he's a TJ McConnell type player, but it doesn't matter. He goes to work on the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to work. But yeah, somebody like TJ is tailor made to just destroy the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Physical, he's tough. He won't be deterred. He knows what his job is. Yeah, they can't. They're not built to withstand a guy like that on a consistent basis.
They had seven guys in double figures yesterday.
Mm.
Mm. Seven players in double figures.
If any of them are listening to this or any other people are listening, they get upset with the things that we have to say. Sure. Just if you don't like it, then just play better. Because there's not a city or a media in the NBA that will show you more love for less. Mm. Right? Like, we show love for a 500 team that plays hard and doesn't quit.
Mm-hmm.
And we showing love. We making T-shirts and all this other stuff for teams like that. Like, the bar is hella low.
Mm-hmm.
And you went below that bar this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Damn, what's the game? What's you go under the bar?
Limbo.
Limbo. Couldn't remember the name.
Here we go, Limbo. We won't forget your legend. We'll forever tell your story.
That went like a damn limbo line under that bar.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Do kids know what limbo is now?
I'll ask Reese right now. I'm going to text him and be like, you know what limbo is?
Ask him if he knows what Rock'em Sock'em Robots is, too.
But yeah, the bar is so low. And you guys went under that bar. Man, that's the only thing that'll piss people off around here on a consistent basis is if you quit and you look like you don't care. And that's what
that was last night.
That's what they look like.
They look like they did not give a crap whether they won or lost last night.
Hmm.
And so I guess today was a day off. I don't know what they're doing tomorrow. I don't know what they're doing on Christmas. But Detroit's here the day after.
Take a trip to Napa.
No, Domas' house, isn't it?
I hate to sound like this, but not a... Oh, you need to be in a gym. Not in that... Like I said, I hate to sound like this. Like, oh, get in the gym. Don't take any... No, they're human beings. It's Christmas. Families and all this other stuff, but yeah, find some time to try and figure this out before Thursday.
I think there's a unique component to people, and it's obviously
sorry, Reese does know what limbo is.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
The game where you go under the pole, right? Yes.
The fact that he's even got to question it, I mean.
Under the pole, man. I have no clue what I was about.
No, you're going to say the fact that I think at least you were saying that we're having these conversations about these guys, and then that's when I rudely interrupted you. Oh. Apologized.
It's fine. Probably wasn't even important. I have no clue. I genuinely have no idea what I was going to say. Probably would have been great, though. Would have won an Emmy or something.
That's me. That's me.
Blame the Kings on it.
Would have won an Emmy. Something on the KSFM playlist threw me off, too. I had to fix real quick. Yeah, so.
But before I was saying, like, you know, like these guys. Maybe get in the gym, like work your way out of this. Not saying they're not working. I don't want to disrespect them in that respect and yeah. Say that, but like tonight, like you,
I don't know what the answer is.
I'm assuming they're going to practice tomorrow because you had a back-to-back over the weekend. You had played three games in 4 days. Yeah, three games in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So you get tonight off. I'm assuming they're back in the gym tomorrow. Don't do anything on Christmas. Or maybe if they do something on Christmas, it's Christmas night. You know what I'm saying? And get ready. Maybe a shoot around Christmas night or something like that. But, yeah, like it's my suggestion to them, if they're like, all right, well, how do we fix this is, man, you just work out of it. You work out of it. If you can't shoot right now, then you keep shooting until you can't. Because I don't know if the other way has worked, the days off and all this other stuff. That hasn't seemed to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
So do the opposite. Work your way out of it. Just like if you've like really been working crazy and like shooting 1,000 shots a day and you're still shooting wrong, I'd say, hey, step away from it for a day. see what happens. Just step away. I think they gotta work through this literally as a group.
There's a component that they have to get through, right? That they internally have to get through. But Monty is not getting stalled out here. This roster needs repair. That second group, the bench unit, the so-called second unit, They get their ass whooped on a nightly basis. Mm. And it doesn't matter if it's by the Grizzlies. They get their ass whooped by the Pacers bench, by the Lakers bench. Like, they are getting beat up by everyone. Mm-hmm. And Mike can't even decide what the bench is. That's one of the things that's really frustrating with Mike. I hate the, oh, it's a matchup thing. It's a matchup thing. It's not working, Mike. Your matchup things don't work. Like, when was the last time we were like, why didn't Keon Ellis play tonight? Well, matchups. When was the last time the Kings actually won that matchup?
Until a move is made, they just roll, like, when they're healthy, of course. Like, Kevin, Keon, Doug McDermott. Like, that's
Stop playing Doug McDermott!
Not Doug McDermott.
Is going to hit shots once every seven games.
Basically, what I'm getting is set rotation, though, which is, even if they're asked that day, it's the same rotation day in and day out instead of, hey, who's got it tonight?
Figure out a way to play Jay Crowder.
Please.
Just so he can punch someone if necessary.
Just don't ever play Doug McDermott, please.
And I'll even say this about Doug McDermott. If you're gonna play him, because to your point, Jesse, if you're gonna play him, let him play 5-7 games in a row.
That's what I mean. Just develop some consistency where guys are just this is the rotation. These are the 8 guys we're rolling with for the foreseeable future. So Monty makes moves or whatever you want to do. Like maybe you just try that out, because like Dame said, what Mike's doing right now isn't working. I don't necessarily blame him because the players aren't great, but maybe time to just try something else for the sake of trying it.
He said he was going to keep searching.
Bro, you've been searching all season. And you keep going back to Doug McDermott.
Stuck to situational role player Keon Ellis, though.
It was crazy. Now he won't bench Kevin. Like, he literally, Mike plays Kevin Huerter every night, hoping tonight's the night. Every single night. I hope it happens tonight. I hope this is the one. Sometimes it is. More times than not, it isn't.
You think Kevin should be out of the rotation?
No, I'm saying if you're searching, I don't think Mike's assessment and what's happening is honest. You're searching. You say you use the term searching. Someone just needs to be more blunt. I need to go to one of these stupid press conferences. Hi, Mike. D'Lo from ESPN. I know we don't talk. You don't know me at all. Could you definitively state why you don't play Keon Ellis? Because we need, look, if he's an idiot and he can't comprehend film, tell us that. You're not playing him anyways. It's not like you're going to lose him. If you think his shot is too inconsistent, if he's not as good as defense as we've made him out to be, if he gets on your nerves, if his hair product isn't good enough for you, tell us exactly what it is so we understand. Because I need to look at Keon Ellis and go, man, what does Doug McDermott have that he doesn't?
Tough part is, what if Monty and Mike are on the same page about Keon too? Because, I mean, it wasn't just one or the other this offseason talking about Keon, right?
Then what are we even doing at this point? Because you beg for franchises to find diamonds in the rough, right? That stupid cliche. You found one. Keon Ellis is an NBA basketball player. There's no question about that. Now, is he a starting two on a team that you want to compete in the playoffs? Maybe not. This team's 4 games under 500. He could pretty much do anything on this squad. And you talk about the shortcomings this team has and the perimeter defense and all of the things that they do wrong. Meanwhile, you have a player who consistently showed he could do something getting DMPs, not even getting a sweat. And if your issue is you're searching, look at everyone.
Well, look, and I'll,
not just the people that you're praying can hit a 3 that night, which is what he does with Kevin.
And I'll also say this, because I'm not here to defend Wes Wilcox. I don't even know him like that. But every time we talk about the front office and moves and stuff like that, it's Monty and Wes. Damien, you know, like I know, player evaluation falls a little bit on Mike Brown as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's had some say-so and just hasn't seen it the way other people have.
Mm-hmm.
And he hadn't... I'm not going to say he's right or wrong, because some of it is yet to be determined, but I can't definitively say he's been right when he either is like somebody or not like somebody. Like, all these guys feel like they don't know what they're doing when it comes to that. player evaluation. Hell, they seem to be in lockstep with not believing in Keon Ellis. Maybe Keon Ellis isn't that good or whatever. But he's been fine when we've seen him play. We've heard what others have had to say about him. De'Aaron Fox, DeMontis Sabonis, Malik, all those guys. Like, there's I don't see any reason, like you mentioned, on the 13 and 17 team, wish they were 13 and 14, that he should be in there getting garbage time.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense to me. So maybe we're talking about the crux of the issue. Maybe these decision makers don't know what they're looking at.
Hell, maybe they're all at the fault. Every single one of them. From the players to the coaches to the front office. Hell, if you want to blame Vivek, blame him too. We got enough blame for Jeremy Lamb if he's still around. I didn't see him the other day.
He did catch a stray.
We could blame him too.
He got a stray on Sports Sunday.
No, that wasn't a shot. That was
he still got hit.
Well, he did. I just want somebody to do something.
Jeremy Lamb in the bed watching Sports Sunday. So, hey, wait a minute.
What happened to Jeremy Lamb?
That was hilarious. Jeremy Lamb.
Somebody fix it. That's all I'm saying. And if Jeremy Lamb has to be the one to fix it, then let him.
What if Jeremy Lamb ends up being the hero the city needed?
He's the Triple H.
He trips. Trips Lamb. Trips Lamb.
Hey, Dad!
Comes and gets his franchise out of the doldrums, takes us public, and has as popular as ever. Valuation goes up by 300%.
Even more. Goodness gracious.
Wow. Oh, man. So, and this was the thing that I was kind of...
Pacers scored 31, 35, and 35 in the final three quarters.
The Pacers were there to get beat too. They were ready to get beat. And the Kings
actually, that might be the first game. That might be. Let me check, because I don't think it happened on Saturday. It definitely didn't. That might be the first game the Kings lost where they led after the first quarter. It was 23-21 after one. Every game that they've lost, they've been trailing after one.
That's crazy. That is crazy. And like I said, the Pacers are there to be beat. Like, watching them in the first quarter and even in that second quarter. I think the Kings got up by as much as 9, I think, in that second quarter. And
yep.
The Pacers, they're not any good. They were ready, at least right now. Maybe they can turn their season around, but today they're not any good. And they were ready to lose. And the Kings just no, you're not going anywhere.
The Kings were ready
to stay right here.
The Kings were ready to lose more.
the Kings told the Pacers, no, you're not going anywhere. Stay right here in this game. Stay right here. I got something for you. The game. Here, let me give it to you.
Hit him with the Dikembe. God bless his soul. No.
You stay right here. So, but this is what I was concerned about. We were all concerned about when talking about this team last week, and when we said, and we all agree, they needed more. Who knows when that's going to happen? Who knows when Monty could have as much urgency as ever to make a deal right now. And Sean Marks might say, Monty, I talked to you on Friday. I told you I'll call you back. Like, I'm still doing some other work around here. I don't care how urgent you are. That ain't got nothing to do with me. And they still got to play games. So how do they respond with the games they still have to play while waiting for somebody to help with the roster? And the answer so far has been, pathetic. That's how they play.
Shout out to our man Chris. He said, King so bad, y'all haven't said anything about Ricky Henderson yet. I was so confused when that message popped up on my screen. Ricky Henderson passes away. I'm like, what other Ricky Henderson is there? It's like, I only know the one.
Yeah.
And I start to look at the because I think it was from The Athletic. I'm like, oh, our Ricky Henderson passed away.
That was tough, man. A Friday night, I saw people talking about it, like people who aren't media members, but I assume they're, you know, they know some people, right? Like one of the guys is this guy, Bleacher Dave, who used to call him the Murph and Mac. He's an Oakland guy, like kind of a super fan, but you know, the brother, I'm sure he knows people, and he's not like no hot take tweeter or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And he tweets, he's like, man, we done lost Ricky Henderson, man. Ricky done passed away, y'all. And I'm like, search his name, and nobody's saying anything. And then kind of other people are kind of alluding to, yo, I'm hearing this, but I'm not going to say nothing until I hear it from the fan. And I'm like, damn. And then I go to sleep that way. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody says anything Friday night after all this stuff. And then, you know, you wake up, and it's official. And it's just, man, I said in the rundown, you know, he was probably, for a certain generation, he was probably your favorite player's favorite player. They loved Ricky. Deion, one of my favorite players. He had an passionate post about him. Just, I wanted to be you. Like, you taught me so much, man. And just one of the true characters of sports. And I say that in a endearing way. Man. Ricky Henderson. So some funny stories that popped up. They had somebody played his speech after he became the all-time stolen base.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he goes, somebody tweeted out, they say, yo, Ricky was wild for this. Mm-hmm. While Lou Brock was sitting there. He said, mm-hmm. Can you imagine LeBron saying that while Kareem is mm-hmm. right there? And Ricky says,
today, I'm the greatest of all time.
No, but the whole thing, he goes, Lou Brock was the epitome for stolen bases in this game. But today, I am the greatest of all time. And Lou Brock is sitting right there.
What do you do if you're Lou in that situation? Like, okay.
And then they had another story where John Olerud was he was playing against Ricky, and John Olerud had the helmet at, you know, mm-hmm. in the field, and Ricky something happened. He goes to first base and he sees John Olerud. He says, "Oh, you wear that helmet in your in the field, huh?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah." He's like, "Yeah, man, I had a teammate that did the same thing, man," and all, you know, that. And John Olerud was like, yeah, it was me last season, Ricky.
Oh, man. That's so great.
Ricky Henderson, the man.
That's so great. Let's hit some buttons here, see what happens.
Uh-oh.
It's our last show of the year. It's our last show before Christmas. Might as well give all the money back to YouTube and have some fun here.
Yeah, man.
It's Christmas time, baby. Dealing with KC, come on.
December 24th on Hollis Ave at the dark. When I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. But then I was dealing with a man at a beer. And a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock at noon. Claws. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I never steal for Santa, cause that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when I got home, I bumped, cause under the tree was a letter from Santa, and the dough was for me.
Yeah.
Even though the Kings didn't win, we're gonna get a verse too.
Come on now.
We haven't gotten to play extra music on this show all week. Let's go.
And cheese, and Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white, so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe, as we drink eggnog, the rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year, we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
I had a couple more queued up, but that feels like the right one. Oh, you know what might be a good one? I don't know if Big Mike mixed this one up too.
Let's see. This guy.
No, it's not in here.
By the way,
I was looking for Rudolph.
By the way, everybody tap in with your boy on social medias, KingKC_916. It's not going to be Beam Money, but we playing a little Prize Picks on Christmas because they're giving you one.
Yeah, I'm taking that Jokic.
Yeah, they're giving you one. They're giving you the free play, man, the Jokic play. I thought they had another free play football-wise, but I could be wrong. I thought they were giving you Patrick Mahomes.
Was it Mahomes?
I thought they were, but maybe they just switched it up to Jokic. Maybe so. But either way, the Prize Picks, they're giving you a free play, half a point for Jokic on Christmas Day. I'm definitely hopping in on that. I'll probably combine a little football with a little basketball. And, yeah, check me out. And if you go there and sign up at Prize Picks, put that promo code KIFM in and get your free $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup, man. Prize Picks must be present in certain states. Run your game.
Yeah, get that Jokic pick in.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that Jokic pick in. What else do we got here? Let's look at a few other things before we head off for the holidays. 17.5 rebounds and assists. I know one thing. I'm done with Beam Money.
Well,
I ain't placing more or lesses on your Sacramento Kings no more.
Oh man.
I have never, until my last lineup, done a pick where none of them hit. Max That's Christie, tough. Malik Monk, De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis, all missed. 20 would have made me 360.
That's cold.
Brutal.
That is cold. Man.
I'm like the Kings on Prize Picks. Win, win, loss, 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 win, win, loss. I'm the Kings on Prize Picks, man. It's terrible.
Yeah, I think I'm across sports too. I see some things already. Lamar Jackson, well, he's not going to get a receiving touchdown. Yeah, they got some demons on here. I'm playing. Check me out. I'll post them.
Y'all have a great holiday. We'll be back here. I think it's Thursday?
Thursday, January 2nd.
We'll be back. The Kings played Detroit during that time. They hit the road, thank God. Play the Lakers.
To avoid getting swept by the Lakers.
And I think they have one more in there, but I can't
see. They play Monday against the Mavs and then the third against Memphis. I think they play Philly, too, on New Year's Day. That's what they play. Philly on New Year's Day.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we're back there to cover all of that. You know, you can connect with us on social media. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, all that. And we'll see you on the 2nd here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos Christmas!